So this was a question, and it came from the other podcast that I do, and the person was asking me that I always say not to forgive, and is there any second chances, and do I do second chances, or, and I told her it depends on the scenario, you know, whether or not I'm going to do a second chance or not. And what happened, and I called her, I gave her my number, and she gave me hers, and I called her, and what happened is, she's been in this relationship for 8 months, and they were doing great for 8 months, going places, doing things, been on 2 or 3 trips, been out to dinner, actually just been a solid couple for 8 months. I mean, he's at her place, she's at his place. Every weekend they're together, and then out the blue, he says that he needs to take a step back. He wants to slow down. And she told him, oh no, if you want to slow down, then I'm out. I'm out of this. I'm out of this relationship. And she wanted to know that what happened, what could have happened. And a lot of people think, including me, used to think, a lot of people think when a guy say, hey, I want to take a step back, I want to slow down after 8 months, after a year, that it might be someone else. And a lot of times, and in this time too, no, it's not someone else. She talked, there were no red flags or anything. Red flags, yellow flags, there were just only green flags. Go. Only the green flags, as my friend Chrissy would say, the green flags. And but what it is, a lot of time guys get cold feet like we do. You know, sometimes we could get into something, and what we do, we don't call it cold feet when we women out there doing it. What we are doing is self-sabotaging, and we're doing it just like he, but his is cold feet. We're doing it because when we do it, it's because we're scared. We're scared. And we don't know which way the relationship will go in the future. We know it's going good right now. And a lot of times when we self-sabotage, we don't know we're doing it. But a guy is a little bit different. In his case, he never had a relationship, the one he was having with her. And I told her that. He had never had someone to pour into him like he was pouring into her. And they were enjoying each other. So what he did, he got scared and he got cold feet and he pulled back. And that's when he came with, hey, let's slow down. And she was right to say, and I told her, she was right to say, hey, if this is what you want to do, no, we're not slowing down. What we are going to do is I'm going to leave. You can slow down and I'm leaving. And hold on, Lulu wants to go outside. See, she heard me on this podcast and she was like, we're going outside. Okay, little woman, hold on. I'll talk to y'all in a minute. Hold on. Hey, guys, I'm back. I took Lulu walking and now I'm in my car. But what I was saying was, a lot of times when a man pulls back or say he wants to slow down, we call it cold feet. But he gets anxious just like we do. He's anxious. He's never felt this before. Probably he was in the same predicament like most women. You know, you meet this guy, everything is going well and you're feeling it and you're liking it. But now you worry about, you become over anxious and you worry about the what ifs and the buts. And that there messes us up. So what we start to do is self-sabotage. With a man, what a man does, he pulls back. He pulls back. He's nervous. He's scared. He don't want to go through that heartbreak. So he pulls back. But a man is a little bit different, like I was telling her. Yes, he has pulled back. But what he would do in the next week or so, he would get out of his head. And he would come back to her. She wanted to know, when he come back, should she take him back? And I said, yes. But tell him how he made you feel. Tell him how you felt. Tell him how hurt you were and how scared you were. You know, when he started to tell you he wanted to pull it back, I'm sure her heart started beating a mile a minute. And I think she needs to really let him know that. And this way, I don't think he will pull back anymore. Anyway, I think this too. Most guys pull back one time. They'll slow it down a little bit, but then they'll realize, let me get out of my head. And they would do everything they can to repair that bump in the road. And they will not do it again. But I still say it's she needs to tell him how she felt. And that way it would give him comfort too, because now he knows that, okay, she's not going to leave me. She's liking what we have. We've been in this thing for 8 months. We're doing it. And so he would just stay in it from here on out. There would be no more bumps in the road, no more cold feet or anything like that. And I wish guys would give women a little more grace when they start to self-sabotage. Y'all, I'm going to kill these braces in my mouth. Boom, boom, boom. I just beat them up. But I wish men would give women grace when they start to do that, when they self-sabotage. I wish they would give them grace and say, okay, she's nervous. She's over-anxious. 9 out of 10, if it's a woman, she was in a bad relationship. You know, she's in a very, very bad relationship. And it's the same way if you have a partner. He can, no, when that's a partner, I'm talking about two guys, or two women. It's the same thing. Let me make something clear, because somebody asked me this on my, in my DM me. They said, are you just talking about man, woman? No, I'm talking about us all. We are all in relationships. Whether you're a man, a woman, we are in relationships. They are all the same. I don't know what make it different. Nothing make it different. You know, a relationship is a relationship. So let's just say, and I'll make myself clear, there's two men. Okay. Two men are strong. Okay. Let's say a man and a woman. Okay. I heard this one time. I saw it on Black Love. That's where I saw that. And a guy was saying he was really getting physical with this guy. He was really getting physical. And so think about it. He's in this relationship with this man, and this man is getting physical with him, and he doesn't know how to handle it. He doesn't know how to protect himself. This is two men. And just think about it, the same thing. If a guy get physical with a woman, I mean, he got her, you know, every time. He's winning every time. He's a guy. And it's the same way with two guys. Maybe that guy is not as physical as his partner is. So he takes I don't want to say he's dominating him. I'll say that he's dominating him. And I remember the guy on Oprah Winfrey, he said it would just really get physical. And the guy said, I would feel so bad afterward, because he knew that guy couldn't beat him. He knew that guy didn't have the upper hand, and he would lose control. His emotions would be all over the place. And not that he wanted to hurt him. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to hurt him, but his emotions got the best of him. And so think about that guy going into another relationship, getting with another guy. Yes, he's going to have baggage. The same thing as a woman would have baggage. They would have baggage. So give us grace, okay? Give us grace. Give the woman grace. Give your partner grace. If he starts to self-sabotage, or if she starts to self-sabotage, give them grace. You don't know what they've been through. You know, we often give our men grace. We often give them grace. And like I told her too, I still say that she need to take him back. And so she gonna give him grace, she said, because I told her he will be back. And so she's going to give him grace, and she's going to take him back. He'll be back within 6 days from now. And she'll take him back. But I told her to let him know. Let him know. That hurt. And let him know for 4 or 5 days or 6 days, you were in the unknown. You didn't know what had happened. But no, ladies, a lot of times when men pull away, it's not because he is seeing someone else, or he found somebody else attractive, and da 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 da. It's not that. It's just that he's getting cold feet. That's it. He's getting cold feet. When we do it, we become over anxious. It's self-sabotaging. And when they do it, it's cold feet. is cold feet. Because, you know, this probably was a guy that was pretty out there. Or he could have been a guy that was in a relationship and got burnt, got hurt, just like we do. And so he pulled back. But you can rest assured, once he, I'm going to say, wrangler home back in and apologizing. And because when I talk to her, she's pretty upset and she's hurt. So he had to do a lot of wrangling to get her back. And unless she told me she would take him back. And that's my car, y'all. I took off my seatbelt. Sorry about that. But once he get her back, no. Will he do it again? No, he would not. So I just wanted to answer that question I asked her. What we talked about, and I asked her, could I bring it to you all? And she said yes. She said yes. Okay. And so, well, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. I'm outside of Home Depot. I need to get some more boxes. You know, I'm moving on April the 2nd. So I need to get some boxes and go ahead and complete, you know, get everything ready for the movers for when they come. It's not much to move because, as I said before in other podcasts, is that when I came here, I had nothing. I had just the clothes and that kind of thing. I didn't have pots and pans, and I didn't have this and that. So I had to buy bedroom sets and all that kind of stuff. So it's not much. I still don't have pots and pans. Even when I cooked over my first time cooking Christmas dinner, I had to go out. But I bought a lot of those little foil things. Now, I did buy two pots, so I got that. So I want to go ahead and get all that done because I want to enjoy this week coming up. I want to enjoy Easter. Easter, what we did, I rented a little place for Lulu and I out there on Galveston, which I'm thinking about not doing now. So I probably said that in the last podcast. I don't know yet. But I rented a place out there so we really can enjoy it. I know Galveston is just right down the road. But, you know, it get really, really congested. Everybody on Easter going to try to get to the beach. And so that's the reason why I rented a place. But now I'm thinking, I don't know. I saw something else I want to do. They're having a really big Easter thing up here in the Woodlands. So I want to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. Y'all know I'll ramble. And then I say, I'm going to let y'all go. And then I ramble again. But this time, I'm going to really let y'all go. And talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.